Hi, everyone.
And welcome to Jordana, Marachav, Drink It In, _ Jordana. Anytime you want to sponsor a class for someone's refuah, for Yeshua, for Aliyah and Neshama, please get in touch with your enjoyment. And as we continue with what's the connection between this week's Torah portion and the Haftorah, we're coming to an end of another Sefer. I can't believe when I look back now, this is going to be the fourth Sefer, getting ready to start the fifth Sefer very soon. To think that this whole year has gone by with this accomplishment to me, to myself, I'm quite proud of myself. But this is the second week where there's a special Haftorah in reference to the 3 weeks. The Torah portion that we read is Parashat Matos Masai, as it's said together, and it's taken, the Haftorah is taken from Yirmiyahu. And this being the second week within the 21-day period of the Ben HaMitzarim, the sadness between Yudzayin Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. When we read the Haftorah, you can't but help but feel Hashem's hurt and his pain. What wrong did the Avot find in me that they distanced themselves from me and went after futility? And so it continues until the end of that Haftorah, where it brings pasuk after pasuk, and from a later chapter that have a positive note afterwards. The most hurt is felt in the following psukim. Heavens, be astonished by this, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the source of living waters, in order to dig for themselves cisterns and broke cisterns that cannot hold water. Very, very powerful imagery if you think about it. Listen to that again. The people have committed two evils, right? This is what the Haftorah is saying, that we've forsaken, gave up on God as being our source in order to do things on our own, to think we are our own and we could do everything by ourselves. And then they have these, everything's broken, that it can't even, the broken cisterns can't even hold water. Now, what's interesting is that when I say, oh, you forsake God, is that the worst possible thing, right? Once you give up on God, that's like, it can't get any worse. What is the idea of digging now a broken cistern that's even worse and more hurtful than just letting go of God? And then finally, what's the positive lesson that we can learn from all of this? Okay, because I just want to make sure everyone understands the question. So on the one hand, we're saying that they gave up on God, dug themselves their own cisterns, and then even more than that, they have these broken cisterns. Hashem loves us and wants to have this relationship with us. It's like similar to a married couple who intrinsically one. We want each other to be a part of one whole, right? So too, we each have that holy neshama, and our holy neshama actually is part of Hashem, and that makes us one with Him. Hashem gives us Himself by giving us His essence. He gives us the source of living. He gives us not only our life, but what really nourishes us is Torah. So after He's opened up Himself to us, what did we do? First, we gave up on Him, and then we started digging for other waters. Like we went, so not only did I say, oh, forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, I forgot about Hashem, but then I went in a totally different direction, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go in this direction. This is the theme throughout the entire Haftorah. After Hashem took concrete actions to prove that He is there for us, He took us out of Mitzrayim, He did all these nisim for us, He carried us through the desert, He brought us to Eretz Yisrael. He showed us daily miracles. We had the Beis HaMikdash. So not only did we forsake Him, we gave up on Him, we then put our efforts, in the times of Yirmiyahu, we put our efforts into Avodah Zarah, idol worship, which was useless. It's like similar to broken cistern, right? The idols are not going to answer our prayers. They're not going to help us. They help there are nothing. It holds nothing. It can't hold the water. Even if you bring your own water and you pour from it, you're going to lose that. Like, what do you think? You're going to pray and daven, and you're not going to get anything out of it. So this falseness of life has no emes to it, has no truth to it. It has no ability to help. So what's worse? They ruin the ability to recognize what is truly and really true. In a sense, then, this is worse than really giving up on God. You know, on the one hand, you give up on God, but then you start focused on something else. Because you've ruined the ability to see truth. You've clouded your way of looking at things. So today, we could say Avodah Zarah is not an issue, right? We don't see people worshiping idols per se. They don't see a chair and say, oh, that's God. Rather, it's when we put our knowledge before Torah knowledge, right? So what is the tshuva? What was there today? Thinking we know better than Hashem, thinking I know more. Torah is really Hashem's essence. Torah is Hashem's thoughts. I think it, when you sit down and think about that, I find that to be the coolest thing. And if I have a chumash in front of me, and I could say, oh my gosh, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshavas. These are his thoughts. It's really profound if you think about it. Not only the troops, but this is what gives me chiyus. This is what gives me life. And when I see that and I have trust in Hashem's Torah and his guidance, that's the true path. So this lesson is here is to do the opposite of what Hashem's complaint is. We need to learn more Torah, deepen our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take our studies to a deeper level, strengthen our essential truths with bonds with Hashem, by each of us adding into our study, whether in quality or quantity, and by making it essential to our lives, we reverse the effects of what might be around us. We reverse the desolation, the destruction of these 3 weeks, these 21 days, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and we can enhance our experience within this world and bring more light. So this Haftorah is talking about, and I think it really does connect a little bit to Matos Masai, talking about every stop, every journey that we made, these 42 stops in the desert. Some of them are well-known, some of them are not well-known. Anytime you have an opportunity to learn something new, and Torah, grasp it, get it, drink it in, because each opportunity will fill up the true cistern that we're meant to have, the cistern of Torah. And it will take us, hopefully, on the right path and the right journey and veer us away from thinking that our path is the better one. So very much the journeys and the 42 stops really do tie in with this week's Haftorah of understanding the detriment and not thinking of Torah life and Torah wisdom. I hope you understand that connection and the theme of this week between the Haftorah and the Parsha and the 3 weeks. And I'm wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom. And again, if anyone ever wants to sponsor a class, please get in touch with Sheer Enjoyment. And if there's something you want to share, you enjoyed this class, please feel free to reach out to me at jbarachov@gmail.com. And if you like this, you could follow me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. And listen to my podcast. I have a podcast out there as well. This we're up to season 11. And this season is all about the Rabbi Roundup. So please look for it wherever you listen to podcasts. Drink it in.